Today, inshallah, I want to share with you something that I found very beautiful from one of the stories of the people of the past. And this is a story about a scholar. His name was Shaqiq al-Balkhi. He was a great scholar of the past regarding Tazkiyatun Nafs. And he was in the Khurasan area, the current day, I would say, Iran area. A great scholar, a great abid, you know, a great muttaqi. And people would come to him and learn from him. So there was a person by the name of Hatim al-Asam. He came and he studied with him and he stayed in his company for 30 years. Now, I want you to think about this. When I say 30 years, this is something that was very common at that time. People would go and stay under the supervision of a sheikh, of a scholar, and they would learn from them for so many years. They would not bounce around. Today, you know, subhanAllah, you find so many people who are trying to look for tazkiyatun nafs, and they're bouncing around from place to place, trying to find something that's going to appeal to their heart. That's not how people were in the past. They would go and sit with one sheikh, and they would learn from him for almost for a great amount of time. So 30 years in the supervision of one sheikh. So at the end of 30 years, the Sheikh Shaqiq al-Balkhi, he asked Hatim al-Asam, that Hatim, you stayed with me for 30 years. What have you learned from me in 30 years? And he says that in all these 30 years, I've learned 8 things. I have learned 8 things from you, my teacher. And he says, what are those 8 things? And he began to go into details. The very first one, inshallah, we're going to go through just some of them today and some of them, inshallah, next time. He said, the very first one I learned is that in this dunya, everyone loves something. And there is people or things that love them. So for example, we love our families love us. But he says that I realize one thing, and that is that no matter how much you love anything in this dunya, eventually, inevitably, you're going to be divided and separated from them. There's no question about that. He says, when I looked at the family, people are going to get separated from the family. And no matter how much that family loves this person, eventually they are the ones who will go to the graveyard. They will bury him and they will leave him. No matter how much they love him and how much he loves this dunya, it does not matter. He's going to be separated. As we know from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that 3 things accompany a person to the graveyard. And even no matter how much is coming, even the car that he paid for, no matter how much of an expensive car it is, that car will come, will accompany him, and that car will go back home. And he's going to be left all alone at the graveyard. So he says that I realize that why not focus on that one thing and why not love that one thing that will never, ever be separated from a person. Rather, we should focus on that. And he says that I realize that the only thing that will never, ever be separated from a person who will accompany a person in this dunya, will accompany a person in the grave, and will accompany a person in the akhirah is their good deeds. Hence, I realize that good deeds should be my best friend. And that should be the thing I should love the most in this dunya. And hence, I should give that much amount of time to my good deeds. Because at the end of the day, that is the only thing that will accompany me and will be in my grave. And hence, that is the thing that loves me the most. So he says, I realize this is what I need to focus on going forward in my life. The second thing he says was that I realized that in this dunya, there are so many people who follow their pleasures. And they follow their pleasures, first of all, for 2 reasons. Either number one is because they have a lack of iman, or number 2 is that they have a lot of ego. For example, even if you look at shaitan, what led shaitan to committing the sin that he did? He was arrogant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you see in his justification, there was a lot of ego involved. So a lot of times people, they do commit sins, not because they actually like to commit sins, but they use ego as a step stool or as a platform to fulfill their desires. So he says that when I reflected on the entire world, I realized that everyone is following their passion, their desires, their egos. And he says that at that time, I reflected on the verse of the Quran. Which verse of the Quran is this? He says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Those who fear the standing position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? مَخَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Some of the ulama, they say that this is in reference to the akhirah. When you and I, when we will have to stand before Allah on the day of judgment, and we have to understand that I will stand before Allah. There is no one who's going to support me. Every person is going to be by themselves, no allies. And this is why, subhanAllah, if you, you know, when you read the Quran and you try to understand the Quran and you look at what's happening today, you see what's happening today with our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And yet today, you find that no matter what the government wants to do, you find people today who will stand by their side, who will support them, who will support the genocide that is taking place. And not only non-Muslims, but you will find Muslims also standing by their side. So that means that whenever they want to do something, they know they have allies. You know what the Quran says very beautifully? مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. You know what that means? That on the day of judgment, when they stand before Allah, and Allah is going to question them, just like today, you'll find a world court. You'll find a world court standing and saying that if this person were to come into our country, he should be arrested for war crimes. Yet there are people in the world who will stand by their side. Why? Because today this is their. These people who are supporting on the back end, this is their wali and their nasir. On the day of judgment, Allah says, مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. When this person stands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one, there is no power, no superpower, no government that can step in and say that I support this person. Why? Because لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنِ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. No person can talk and utter a word without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, subhanAllah, even today, when people say, how can people commit sins? Even Muslims, or just in general, how can people commit sins? You know, subhanAllah, there's, once again, you always go back to the Quran. There's a very beautiful verse of the Quran. It's not an entire verse. It's just the last part of a verse in Surah Sad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. People, Allah says, they will receive a very painful punishment as a result of what? Because of the fact that they forgot. They forgot about the day of judgment. You know, when a person commits a sin, when a person commits a crime, what they're doing is they have forgotten about the fact that we all have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bima nasu yawm al-hisab. They have completely forgotten about the fact that they will have to question. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this sheikh says, when I reflected on the world and how people are running after their passions, their desires, their egos, and I'm talking about haram desires, not halal desires, but haram desires and so forth, then I reflected on the Quran and I realized that if there's anything that's going to benefit us in this dunya, it is to be cautious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make sure that we don't fall into following our desires. We do not become enslaved to our desires. The desire will say, you slept so late, khalas, let Fajr go, let Fajr slip by and so forth. No, when we live in this dunya, and either the hawa, the desires, are going to become enslaved to us, or we become enslaved to our desires. Meaning that if my iman is higher than my desires, then my iman will always dictate and tell my desires, this is how you need to follow the right path. But if the iman is lower, and we become enslaved to our desires, then subhanAllah, as we have seen from all the shuyukh and all the ulama of Tazkiyatun Nafs, when you become enslaved to your desires, then there's no end where the desires can take you. Because today you want this, tomorrow you want that. So whatever the desire says, we will say, amanna wa saddaqana. No, the desire needs to say, amanna wa saddaqana to us. We need to be more in control of our desires than the desires need to be in control of us. So these are two things today, inshallah. We'll leave at this right now, inshallah. But once again, eight things that he says that I have learned from my sheikh, living with him for 8 years. Once again, the first one was what? Best friends, your best friend, your best companion should be what? Good deeds. Because they will never, ever let go of you. And number two is that we live in a world of passion and desires and so forth. Hence, in the world that we live in, we need to hold on to taqwa and make sure that we do not become enslaved to our evil desires. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants all of us the tawfiq to apply these two things and the upcoming things, inshallah, in the upcoming weeks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq. Amin rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.